Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 19th of August, The Mind of Christ. Adam and the woman were able to have one mind together, even though their souls and the exercise of their minds individually were uniquely masculine and feminine respectively. The one mind refers specifically to the mind of Christ, which he demonstrated by emptying himself to reveal the Father. Having this one mind within them, which was also in Christ Jesus, Adam and the woman could participate in offering through which they could reveal the Lord and one another. Having individually received illumination regarding their sanctification, Adam and his wife were able to fellowship together in the order of headship and to lay down their lives to reveal each other. As they walked together in one spirit, the woman would be the glory of the man, and we note that he does not have glory apart from her. We could say that before the woman was enabled to bring forth children as a mother, she would be hidden or indistinguishable in relation to the man as she revealed him and his work. That is, she was to reveal the glory of her husband through offering, laying down her life to reveal him. That which Adam received from Christ was then ministered by offering to his wife. The Apostle Peter explained that when a husband and wife are joined to the fellowship of headship in this way, they will be heirs together of the grace of life, and their prayers will not be hindered. That is, as Adam and his wife joined the conversation of prayer with Yahweh Elohim at the tree of life, they could participate in the will of God being outworked in their lives and in their family. As the woman honoured the Lord and her husband, the life of God would be ministered through her to their family, and then from their household to others. This is the pattern of life for every husband and wife who are joined in one spirit. The references used in today's devotions are Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 7, and 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. For further study, Colossians chapter 3.